Harper Teen and Harper Audio present Magic Has No Borders, edited by Sona Charapatra and Samira Ahmed, performed by Anil Margsahayam and Reena Dutt. To the ancestors who fought for us to be free, to the ones who marched to the sea, and to the ones who fashioned us wings and told us we could fly. Inqilab Zindabad. And to T, L, and N, always and forever, Samira Ahmed. To those who came before, crossing borders and oceans, may your stories come to light. And to those who came after, lifting their voices to share our kahanis. And to Shayar, Kavya, and all the brown kids who finally get to write themselves into the narrative. Sona Charapatra. Dear reader, it is not lost on me that as I write this note for this gorgeous anthology that Sona Charapatra and I dreamed up years ago, one of South Asia's greatest writers, Salman Rushdie, is lying in a hospital after being brutally attacked for his words. I remember meeting Rushdie in New York and hearing him talk about how poetry and stories cannot stop bullets or bombs, but they can tell the truth. I am also thinking about how I write this on the eve of the 75th anniversary of India and Pakistani independence, when the yoke of British tyranny over the subcontinent was at last thrown off. Not peacefully, as so many textbooks wrongly claim, but through the violence of partition. A violence deeply shaped and cultivated by British colonial policies, ones that sought to divide, to sow sectarian conflict, in order to ease an exit for the British. Conquerors always want to get off scot-free, don't they? The British hastily drew up articles of separation, a haphazard division of nations that ripped families apart. We still deeply feel those fissures today. Despite Muslims mostly being forced to migrate to Pakistan, my own immediate family chose to stay in India. My nani, my mother's mother, firmly planted her feet on Bombay soil, refusing to leave. She was born in India, she said, and so she would die in India. And she did. Stubborn to the end. However, that decision also came with a high cost. Half our Muslim family migrated to Pakistan, and with the ongoing hostilities between the newly formed nations, my grandmother was never able to see some of her family again. My dad's side of the family lived in Hyderabad, an independent princely state that was never formally under British rule. About one-third of India prior to 1947 was never ruled by the British. This includes the area of Jammu and Kashmir, an area of continued heartbreaking conflict. Hyderabad briefly maintained its independence during and after partition, so my family stayed. My dada, my father's father, had to go into hiding to escape first British troops and then Indian ones as India's new government forcibly annexed Hyderabad under Operation Polo. Why am I referencing so much personal, sectarian, and state violence and colonialism as I speak to what inspired this anthology of diverse voices from across the subcontinent? Simply put, those divisive forces unfortunately shaped and shifted much of the post-1947 diaspora experience, but they do not define who we are. Those hostile dynamics don't speak to the subcontinent's brilliant and beautiful diversity, often erased by colonial rulers and political parties that seek to foment division and rancor where none need exist. Like my nani, I was born in India to a Muslim family that had been there for countless generations, and I won't let anyone take that away from me. Nor will I let any exclusionary power decide how Desi is defined.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?